Welcome back to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, Eastern Utah's home for the Utah Jazz.
We're going to have more high school basketball talk. Talk to Coach Jeff Cinceros, previewing tomorrow night's matchup. Let's flip sides. Let's talk Carbon High School. Joining us right now over the phone, we have Coach Jared Butler of the Carbon Dinos. Coach, big win last night. I appreciate you taking out the time to join us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Always look forward to it, Coach. And we'll start by talking about, what happened over the last couple of nights. You guys had back-to-back games on both Tuesday and Wednesday, taking on North Sevierin and American Leadership Academy. The schedule for Carbon Boys basketball has been brutal a couple of times this year, especially when you get to this stage in the season. Typically, once region play starts in a traditional year, we're looking at two games, not back-to-back games. And so really, when I look at your guys' schedule, these boys have got to be prepared now. They've got to be in shape.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. We had a bye this game in our region play after we played South Sevierin on Friday, and so long ago we lined up this one game with ALA, and then this Tuesday game was a makeup game for COVID reasons with North Sevierin. So.
Well, nonetheless, anytime you can get a game in, it's definitely a positive. And, Coach, we can start with the North Sevierin game. You guys get off to a little bit of a slow start, but the team really picked it up in the second half, specifically the third quarter. It looked like a completely different team.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened other than the same thing as a few of our other games. Our shot wasn't falling. North Sevierin is a really good team. Their record, they played quite a few tough teams, and they'll be in every game. I watched the Beaver film. I think Beaver's ranked one in the 2A class, and they had them through most of the game. And anyway, they beat South Sevierin in overtime at South Sevierin, you know. So we were, at least I was hoping they were prepared for everything that we might see. They have a lot of seniors on their team and really good squad. Just luck. Luckily for us, as we missed, they missed, so we were not getting down too far, but it was better to push away there towards the end. But would have liked to seen us, you know, offensively do a little better than we did, but you know, you always wish for that. So,
well, following the game against North Sevierin, Coach, it was a really one-sided affair against American Leadership Academy at home. And as you and I were talking about off the cuff, these are the games that you need in the RPI. I mean, the region play is going to sort itself out. But when you're winning games like this, I mean, that's where you really gain those points. And more importantly, you don't lose points.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, ALA, their record, it doesn't show, but they have had one tough schedule in the preseason. Playing some 4A teams and some of these schools that I'm not real sure of the newer schools, but you know, the Crimson Cliffs and some of the Snow Canyon, Kanab's a solid team, and they played them tough. But I hope that helps on the RPI stuff. But we were prepared. I saw them. You know, they gave Manti a good game, and they. They're a solid team. It looked to me like when we got up early, it kind of took the air out of them early, which is fine by me, but I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, and I think in instances in this game, Coach, both games actually, we saw some real positives. And when we look at the individual side of things, regardless of what the final score was, Caleb Winfrey put together two pretty solid games offensively, scoring 15 points and 14 points. I know that at times backcourt play has been sporadic, right? And so to see this kind of solid production from your point guard on the offensive side of the ball, that has to be a good thing.
Yeah, you know, last night, and I'm glad you brought that up because I have our stats to talk to him before we start practicing. He pulled down 7 rebounds. That's the most exciting thing for me with him. You know, I've been pushing him and the rest of us to do, but he 1 for 2 from the 3-point line, 5 for 6 from the 2-point line. And then, you know, he's got 3 assists to go along with that. If he'll just be confident in himself, he's going to help us out a ton. And that I just keep wanting him to go more into getting past his man, because he has that ability, but sometimes if the kid gets physical with him, he'll shy away from that. But he has the ability. He just has to trust himself. But yeah, and, you know, not just last night, but him last night, we, you know, Condi came away with 14. Merrick Morgan had 14. And Hatch had 11. You know, we'll take that. And then still need to do better on the rebounds. Condi had 10. He almost had his 12 that he works for every night on the rebound side. But our percentages is what I was liking. We shot in the high in the twos, and then four high 40s for us on the threes is great, and I'll take that for our team. So last night I was really pleased.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Butler of the Carbondale boys basketball team. Coach, now if we kind of jump ahead, we're back into region play tomorrow night. Carbon and Emory, always exciting when these two teams get together. The first meeting is going to be on the road in Castledale, a team that and Emory squad that has struggled, but really, you know, we were talking about ALA and how much better they are than their record. I feel the same way about this Emory team. They've been able to really contend with some of the top teams in 3A and even some great teams in 4A. Just late in the games, that's when things have kind of fallen apart. It's a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, and you've seen that more than I. I've only been able to see one game over the holiday. I saw the last piece part of the Sam Pete game. You know, obviously that's a tough game to judge them off of when they have injured players and some out and sick players. But, you know, just like you said, the South Summit game goes into overtime, if I remember right. And then I watch them play Richfield. That was a one-sided. They got up early, but they fought back. You know, that's one thing. I was able to coach some of these guys from Emory when they were younger, and they have a lot of grit to them. So I don't care what happens to them, they're going to fight you. So we have to be ready for that. So,
Coach, looking at the landscape of this team, completely different than what you saw last year. It's kind of flipped, right? I mean, you guys had a lot of youth last year. Emory had a lot of seniors last year, but you know, we'll take a kid like a Riggs Griffin, for instance, or a Trevin Brazier. These are the two leading scorers on this year's Emory squad. What stands out to you about these kids? I know you're familiar with them. You know these kids. You've known them for a long time.
Yeah, Riggs, he's one of the favorite kids I've ever coached, because he just is gritty. I mean, he's after every loose ball. He's come a long way with his offense as far as scoring and that. But I just like when a kid just is all out hustle, and that's what gets him a lot of his success. He's a scrappy defender. He doesn't back down to anybody. And Trevin's just an athlete, and he can shoot, you know, and he's got a lot of physical skills that allow him to do so many things. Jax is, he's one of the favorite kids I've ever coached as well, because he's so tough and gritty, you know. He gets a lot of that. He brings a lot of that as he played football, and the way he played football, he comes and just battles, and that's how Luke Stilson is. He's just all hustle, and he got a Bo that runs like a gazelle. You know, he's just as smooth as can be, and he hustles, and I've been really impressed with the couple of games as I've been watching. He can finish around the basket better than I remember. And then he does have a shot. I don't see a whole lot of threes he must not be taking, but he can still shoot. I remember back a couple of years ago. And then they've got a couple of great kids coming off the bench, so we have to be prepared.
As far as now where you guys are sitting at, Coach, this week, third game in a matter of 4 days. Today at practice, do you guys lighten things up a little bit, or is it just business as usual?
Just a little bit, but I still feel that we're a little out of shape. A couple of our kids, I see it, but it's to the point now that's them. Some of our kids just have a motor. No matter what they're faced with, they can do amazing things. Most of our kids on the younger level get two full games a night, which is huge. And they still are ready to go if I need them at all at the varsity level. And, you know, but I there's a few of them I'd like to see in a little more. But we we're not going to run their guts out tonight by any means. I don't think I usually do that anyway. So,
lastly, Coach, when you go into a game against Emory, I mean, always a lot of emotion. These kids love playing against one another. I know it is a little bit different when you play at Emory High School compared to Carbon, just because it's a little bit of a bigger gym. The floor doesn't necessarily, or the stands don't necessarily sit up on top of the floor the way they do at Carbon High School. But still, there is a lot of emotion. And have you figured out how to handle that with high school kids, or is that just an impossible thing to really try to monitor?
Oh, I just can't wait to tell them to have fun. We look forward to this all year long. It's way crazy over here at Carbon. It's like, we don't care if we have a losing season, as long as we beat Emory. Well, I don't feel that way, but I've heard a lot of the kids say that. Not my players necessarily, but our school, where as I left Carbon and went to Emory, I watched how Coach Jess prepared, and that was a lot different. It was just, hey, it's another game, you know, and then we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And that's what I want to follow that. And I tried to do that last year. You know, we got tagged a couple of times, but I feel really confident going into it tomorrow. I'm hoping our kids can just relax and not let the emotions of things. I know it's going to, but one big part of that is I just like them to get out during that JV game, during that sophomore game, and just get on that floor and shoot as many shots as they can, you know, get 200 or 300 shots up before the game. And every time out, any in between, all of that helps just to get them relaxed and comfortable with that gym.
Well, Coach, I definitely look forward to the game. Look forward to it every year as well. It'll definitely be a fun one. I really do appreciate you taking out the time once again for me today, and we'll see you at the game.
Okay, thanks, Jordan.
Coach Jared Butler again of the Carbon Dinos taking out the time to join us. We're going to break one more time. We'll come back for the final touches on this edition of the show when we return.